Raptors on fire. They went 2-0 over the weekend. They're in Brooklyn tomorrow night. And they're 3.5 up now on Boston in the East. 10.5 up on Indiana. Cleveland's moved down to the 4 spot in the East. And here's the head coach of the Raptors joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Here's Dwayne Casey. How you doing, Dwayne?
Doing great, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing pretty well. I mean, I pointed out the standings. You guys are 3.5 up on Boston, 10.5 up on Indiana. You must be feeling very comfortable right now.
Well, not comfortable. You never get comfortable. in this business, once you get comfortable, somebody will turn around and catch you. So it's good. We've built our program to get to this spot, and we just want to continue to build on what we have going. And that's the most important thing, keeping the momentum going. Had a great win Friday night against Houston. I was worried about the effects it was going to have on our team on Sunday, but the guys bounced through. They stayed professional, which I think they've done the entire year. And I was really proud the way they bounced back, because that could have been a trap game against New York, even though their record is not as good. They're playing, their young guys and developing them, and it could have been a different story.
You talk about, how your team has played, and one of the fascinating things for me, Dwayne, is the way that you've changed your team without changing. I mean, in sports, everybody wants to change players and move this guy in, and you look at it. But with Masai and yourself, you looked at internally changing your approach, changing the way you wanted to attack different things, and it's created great results. How does that play out in that process when you and Masai start talking about some different ways to approach the game and using your players differently?
Well, it started last spring. When you don't have success that you want to have in any business, you talk about changing things and to be better, and what can you do better. And one, we changed the offense. And again, people make a big thing out of it. It was more by subtraction than it was addition. We had our drive, kick, swing mentality part of our offense within our play sets. And what we did, we took away calling so many play sets for DeMar and Kyle, and just went right to our draw, kick, swing mentality. And so that's the difference, and more than anything else. So it was a change, but it was more subtracting things out of what we were doing. So the guys bought into it, and any process you go through in any company, any business, if your employees, your counterparts don't have a buy-in, then it's not worth the crap. And that, I attribute that to Kyle and DeMar and the older players that have been here for buying into the change. And again, on top of the offensive part, we had just as much of a defensive change or different look as we had offense. But the key is the guys executed it, they bought into it, and the results are speaking for themselves.
Dwayne Casey, head coach of the Raps, are coming off another big weekend, 2-0 over the weekend, back in action in Brooklyn tomorrow night. And you mentioned the anticipation going into the game on Friday night. And you guys end up winning against Houston. You sweep the season series against Houston. And everyone's got a different take on what that means and what it says about your club. How did you feel about it, and what do you think it says about your team?
Well, B, one thing that I said before the game, win, lose, or draw, and I say this before supposedly the so-called every big game, it's not going to make or break your season. And the first time you start looking at that game or whatever big game it is, yes, it's a big game. It's great for the fans. It's important for the fans. It's important. It's a big game, but it doesn't make or break your season. So, yes, we beat them twice, but what does that get you? Does that get you a win in the playoffs or whatever? And no, it doesn't. But it's a measuring stick. It lets you know where you are, what you can do, and it should give our guys a boost of confidence. But in big picture wise, or what standings, or what it's going to get us in at the end, it's one of the 82. But from a confidence, motivational standpoint, it does give the guys a boost to say, hey, the so-called best teams, we had good games against them, good games against Cleveland, good games against Boston. And so we know where we stand from that standpoint.
Well, there were a number of guys who played well on Friday, but it felt to me like a lot of the talking points after the game revolved around your big man in Jonas Valanciunas, and he hit those big two free throws late after the turnover late in the fourth quarter as well, where he put it on the floor, and I was thinking, uh-oh, Dwayne's not going to be happy about that. But, you know, he's always been a guy who's – I've had a difficult time getting a read on where he fits into the team, where he fits into the system. Take us through your thought process when it comes to the importance of Valanciunas and the role you see him playing come playoff time.
Brian, that's a good point, good question, and the fact that Jonas has been so maligned or so talked about over the years. Why don't you play him in the fourth quarter? Why don't you make teams adjust to you with a bigger lineup? Well, again, there's a growth process with him also. You don't want to put a young man out there that, in my opinion, in our coaching staff's opinion, was not ready to play against smaller lineups. If you can't dominate at the one end, then it's going to be a deterrent for you on the defensive end. Jonas has gotten so much better. He's improved every year defending. His jump shot has improved, being able to stretch the floor. He is now ready to be out there and play. And the small lineup with Houston is off the charts with P.J. Tucker at five. So they were really small. And so he did a good job of making them adjust to us, spacing the floor. He's still learning how to play out there. The turnover he had trying to drive to the bucket, I'd much rather for him to shoot that three-point shot than try to put it on the floor and drive, because that is another part of his game where he's got to grow to understand that there's going to be hands and bodies and people trying to take the ball from the corner to the basket from him. He's not there yet, so I'd really rather for him to shoot the three or rotate it out in that situation. And again, that part will come. But he's grown so much, he's improved so much, and he's now ready to be in there, at the end of the game. And to say that, his growth has been tremendous is something that we're really happy with and proud of him being able to go and to make those two free throws. And to even to catch that pass, Brian, was a tough pass to catch. He's got great hands. He went up and got it and closed out a big game.
Was that fourth quarter stuff, Dwayne, and anything you had to discuss with Jonas in previous years, like kind of let him know where he needed to get to be?
Great, good point. Yes, we did. Always, talk to him about the things he had to improve on, mainly to be able to guard in pick-and-roll situations where in the fourth quarter, the pick and roll game is a big part of the game, and if you can't defend the pick and roll you're giving up layups, and you're not dominating on the offensive end, then it's hard to keep you in the game. And so JV had that challenge in previous years. Where now, even early in this year, we had situations where we put Serge at the five, and as the year went on, Jonas got better and better and better and better at being there and guarding pick and roll situations and rebounding and defending the basket, protecting the rim, and then spacing the floor on the other end. So that has come about as this year has unfolded. But we talked to him about, hey, JV, you haven't done anything wrong. It's the matchups. And until you improve your game and get it to where you can defend pick and rolls and stretch the floor and make plays on the offensive end, it's going to be tough to keep you out there. We've got to, put a smaller guy to match them at the five position. So he's done it. Jakob is getting close to being able to be there at the same stage. So all of our bigs are really improved themselves to be able to play against a small lineup team.
With Dwayne Casey, head coach of the Raps, your Wildcats made the tournament. Kentucky in the 5 seed, the dreaded 5 seed. You know a 12 seed's going to win somewhere in this first round. I'm leaning towards Davidson, Dwayne. Sell me on your Wildcats. Sell me
on
Kentucky.
I've got two friends. Bob McKillop is a good friend of mine from Davidson, who's the coach. He's done a great job with that program, developing Steph Curry over the years. And now John Calipari, I just texted both of them and wished him luck. And lo and behold, so I think Kentucky, with their talent, they're gelling at the right time. And I'm not just saying it because it's Kentucky. I just like the way Tal has grown his players, his youth, his one-and-done players. He's got them ready. And it just seems like every year at this time of year, they come together, and no different from this year. So I think it's just going to be tough for Davidson, just this talent level, period, is going to be very difficult. So I'm going to have to go, even though it's my Cats, I have to go with the Cats in that situation.
Well, you mentioned the one and dones. I mean, you've had a lot of experience over your years. I'm sure coaching high school players, kids that were only freshmen that came out, and even, you know, four-year students. How big of a difference is it from a one-and-done player and a kid to a guy who stuck around in school for 3 or 4 years?
Well, you're looking at Norm Powell. Norm Powell is a guy who was ready, almost ready for the NBA right coming out of college. DeLon Wright. Those two young men, by being in school, staying there for 4 years, getting the coaching, maturing as men. It's just so much in the NBA that goes on as far as life, basketball, managing your time, managing your life. You have to be a mature young man to be able to handle it. LeBron, it was tough for LeBron James to do it. It was tough for Kobe to go through that one and done or whatever it was that first year. So there's very rarely just father. There's not a better teacher than Father Time. And unless you're just a superhuman person that is mature beyond your years coming out of high school, it's tough to grasp everything that's thrown at you in the NBA to be able to come in ready to produce and ready to produce wins. Now, you're going to be able to produce numbers just off of talent, but to come in and produce wins for a winning team after being a one-and-done is the most difficult thing to do, I think, that a young man could do, because it's just so many things he has to learn.
Raptors in Brooklyn tomorrow night. He is the head coach of the Raptors, Dwayne Casey. We always appreciate you doing this for us. Good luck tomorrow night, and we'll catch up down the road.
Thank you so much, B. Always glad to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah, you too. There he is, okay. The head coach of the Raps, Dwayne Casey. Loves talking to you too, Jonas, Craig.
You got it, B.
If O was here, he'd just be going nuts.
B.
Yeah. That's Dwayne Casey's our guy.
Yeah, he is.
We're a fan of Dwayne Casey.
Yeah, oh, we are. I'm a big fan.
And he's a good guy.
And I'm a fan of B.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, C. C and J over here.
He's going to win Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I think he's in the running. Oh, he's obviously in the running.
He's a front runner, I think.
It's him. Probably D'Antoni's going to get love.
Brad Stevens, Celtics have kind of fallen off.
Yeah, so they started.
I love what he said, though. Like, and it's so true about, you know, trying to get buy-in. As you're trying to create whenever you want to have change, people have to believe that the change is going to benefit them and they can see the results and everything from it. So, I mean, that to me is this coaching 101, management 101. What a terrific job they've done.
Well, and he's right. Yesterday was a trap game coming off the high of Friday night. You go into New York, the Knicks are a disaster. You don't even know who you're playing against.
See, and if Jonas would have answered the question that way, why he watched that game instead of the Tigers and presented it, you know, it's a trap game. I wanted to see how they handled it. I wanted to see if they were too high on themselves. Yeah. You know what? But he just dismissed Tiger out of hand. That's
right. That would have been a stronger case. So thanks again to Dwayne Casey joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Just go online, mapletoyota.ca.